5.31. The London Tube Map.
By the 1930s, the London Underground had become very large. This made it difficult to show the new lines and the new stations on a traditional kind of map. And passengers complained that the existing map was confusing. In 1931, a designer called Harry Beck was asked to design a map which was easier to read. His map, which was based on an electrical circuit, represented each line in a different colour. This map, which is still used today by thousands of people, both Londoners and tourists, is perhaps one of the most practical design icons ever. However, the London Tube map doesn't represent distances correctly. People sometimes think if a place is one stop away, then it must be very near. But in fact, there's a big difference in distance between different stations. So, for example, Covent Garden Station is only 260 metres from Leicester Square. Whereas the distance between Marble Arch and Bond Street, which looks the same distance on the map, is over a kilometre.
The London Eye.
The London Eye has become an iconic London landmark since it was opened in 2000 to celebrate the new millennium. It is a symbol of modern Britain, and it has been called London's Eiffel Tower. However, when it was originally designed by husband and wife team Julia Barfield and David Marks, people thought it would only be used during the year 2000, the millennium year, or perhaps just for a few years more. Nobody expected it to be so successful. Today, it is one of the UK's most popular tourist attractions and is visited by over 3.5 million people a year. The wheel has 32 capsules, which each carry up to 25 people, and they give visitors views of up to 40 kilometres from the top.
Penguin Books.
Penguin Books was founded by a publisher called Alan Lane in 1935. He was at a bookstall on a railway platform looking for something to read, but he could only find magazines. He decided that people needed to be able to buy books that were good quality fiction, but cheap, and not just in traditional bookshops, but also on railway stations and in chain stores. Lane wanted a dignified but amusing symbol for the new books. His secretary suggested a penguin, and an employee was sent to London Zoo to make drawings of penguins. The first penguin paperbacks appeared in the summer of 1935. They included the works of Agatha Christie and the American writer Ernest Hemingway. The classic cover was invented in 1946. The books were colour-coded, orange for fiction, blue for biography, and green for crime. The way people thought about books had changed forever. The paperback revolution had begun. The cover designs have changed a lot over the years, but the original 1946 cover, which is considered a design icon, was recently brought back and is also used on mugs, notebooks, and other items.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album cover.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album was the Beatles' 8th studio album, and it was released in June 1967. It includes songs like Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and A Day in the Life, and it became one of the best-selling albums of all time. The iconic album cover was designed by the English pop artist Peter Blake. It shows the band posing in front of a collage of some of their favourite celebrities. The celebrities include the actors Marlon Brando, James Dean, and Marilyn Monroe, the writer Oscar Wilde, the psychiatrist Sigmund Freud, the singer Bob Dylan, and the comedians Laurel and Hardy. Peter Blake later complained that he was only paid £200 for what became one of the most famous album covers ever.